1,200 gigawatts. That's how much renewable energy one country added in a single year, more than the rest of the world combined. Good morning. Welcome to Brightside Daily. I'm Rory, alongside Elizabeth.
And today, we've got four stories that show the future isn't waiting around. China just broke every renewable energy record there is, and tiny antibodies could catch cancer before it even has a chance to hide.
We've also got the humble ingredient in your table salt that might replace lithium in the world's batteries.
Plus, a hospital in Qatar that decided mental health crises shouldn't have to wait until Monday morning.
Let's get into it. 1,200 gigawatts. Let that number sink in for a moment. That's how much wind and solar capacity China installed in 2024. In a single year. More than the rest of the world combined. To put that in perspective, 1,200 gigawatts exceeds the total electricity capacity of most entire nations. It's not a target. It's not a pledge. It's built. It's real. It's generating power right now.
And the result? China's carbon emissions have plateaued. After decades of relentless growth, the world's largest emitter is showing the first signs of decline. Analysts think actual cuts could begin within years.
What's driving it is fascinating. This isn't happening because Beijing mandated it out of environmental guilt. Provincial governments are now competing with each other to exceed renewable targets. They figured out that clean energy manufacturing is economic opportunity. Jobs, exports, industrial dominance. And the ripple effects go global. China produces most of the world's solar panels and wind turbines. As they scale up, costs drop for everyone. The same industrial machine that once powered the coal boom is now powering the renewable one.
There's a serious tension here, though. China is still building new coal plants. It remains heavily dependent on fossil fuels for baseline power. And parts of its renewable supply chain carry real ethical concerns around forced labor in Xinjiang, progress and problems coexisting. That's reality.
But here's what matters most. China accounts for 32% of global emissions. If those emissions start falling, that single shift does more for climate targets than almost anything else on Earth. What happens when the country responsible for a third of the problem becomes part of the solution?
What if you could make cancer light up like a beacon? Not after it's spread, not after the symptoms, but while it's still small enough to beat. Researchers have engineered miniature antibodies that seek out a protein called FFA2. It's a protein found in many common cancers, including breast, lung, and prostate tumors. When these tiny antibodies find it, the cancer cells become clearly visible on PET scans.
What makes these antibodies special compared to the ones we already use?
Size. They're much smaller than conventional antibodies. That means they penetrate tissue more effectively and clear out of healthy areas faster. The result is sharper contrast. Tumors that would normally be invisible stand out clearly. In laboratory tests, they detected tumors before they'd normally be found through any existing method. And because FA2 appears across so many cancer types, this isn't a single cancer tool. It could work as a broad spectrum early warning system.
The big question is timeline. This is still in animal testing. Human trials haven't started, and there are real questions about cost, radiation exposure from repeated scans, and the psychological weight of detecting cancers that might never become dangerous.
All fair, but consider where we are. Cancer kills primarily because we find it too late. One in two people will face a cancer diagnosis in their lifetime. A tool that could shift detection from late stage to early stage would transform those odds entirely.
You probably have some in your kitchen cupboard right now. Sodium, the element in table salt. And according to MIT Technology Review, it might be the key to the next great energy revolution. MIT has named sodium-ion batteries among 22-6's breakthrough technologies. The reason is straightforward. Sodium is the sixth most abundant element on Earth. You can pull it from seawater. Compare that to lithium, which requires environmentally destructive mining, concentrated in just a handful of countries.
And it's not just abundance. Sodium batteries handle extreme temperatures better than lithium. They're safer, less fire risk, and manufacturers can build them using existing battery production lines. No new factories required.
The timing here is crucial. Electric vehicle adoption is accelerating worldwide, and the more EVs we build, the more we expose a vulnerability. Lithium deposits are geographically concentrated in South America, Australia, and China. That's a supply chain that could bottleneck at exactly the wrong moment.
I will say, sodium batteries do have a trade-off. Lower energy density, you get less power per kilogram. So for smartphones or long-range electric vehicles, lithium still wins. This isn't a complete replacement. It's a complement for different applications. Grid storage, short-range vehicles, home batteries.
But that's the part people miss. We don't need one perfect battery technology. We need options. And an abundant, safe, affordable option that doesn't depend on mining in politically unstable regions, that changes the whole game.
It's 2 a.m, you can't sleep, the anxiety is spiraling, you know you need to talk to someone. But your therapist's office opens at 9, the helpline puts you on hold, the emergency room feels like too much, so you do nothing. And that gap between needing help and getting it is where people fall through. The View Hospital in Qatar just decided to close that gap entirely. They've launched Peace of Mind, a free 24/7 online mental wellness program. Professional support, any hour, no cost, no appointment needed.
That model challenges a basic assumption in healthcare. We treat physical emergencies around the clock, but mental health crises on a schedule. As if panic attacks check business hours.
What's particularly striking is where this is happening. Qatar has been investing heavily in preventive and community health infrastructure. This isn't a startup experiment. It's a major hospital treating psychological support as essential public infrastructure. The same way you'd treat an emergency department. There are limits. Online support can't replace in-person care for severe crises. And digital platforms don't reach everyone, especially older adults or people without reliable internet.
But the principle matters as much as the program. When a major healthcare institution says mental health deserves the same urgency as a broken bone, it shifts the conversation everywhere.
And it all started with one question. Why should anyone in crisis have to wait until morning?
Time for our rapid fire round. Here are today's numbers that deserve your attention.
$18 billion. That's how much U.S. corporations spent on clean energy deals in 2025, a 12% jump from the year before. Corporate-backed renewables now generate 4% of all U.S. electricity. More than 45 individual states produce.
9.1%. The projected annual growth rate for the global renewable energy market through 2032. And here's the key detail. It's being driven by economics, not mandates. Building new renewables is now cheaper than running existing fossil fuel plants in most markets.
54 megawatts. That's the battery capacity at Northern Europe's largest combined solar storage facility, the Kvosted Energy Park. It can store 204 megawatt hours, enough to keep thousands of homes running when the sun goes down.
And finally, a mirror image. Scientists have discovered that a rare reverse version of the amino acid cysteine can dramatically slow cancer growth while leaving healthy cells alone. It works by starving tumors of a building block they can't substitute. Early days, but a future where cancer treatment doesn't devastate the patient? That's worth watching. That's your Bright Side Daily for Wednesday.
If any of these stories gave you a reason to feel better about where things are heading, share this episode with someone who needs to hear it.
And for the full stories with all the links and sources, head to thebrightside.news. Everything we cover is there in detail.
Tomorrow, we'll be back with more stories from the people and breakthroughs quietly reshaping the world. Come find out what you've been missing.
Until then, keep looking up.
The View's getting better. See you tomorrow.